Speaking of obscene, is coffee ready yet?
I don't know. You said you were checking on it.
Oh, okay. But speaking of obscene... You left? You... Why didn't you... First off, there are still bagels upstairs?
Yeah.
Second off, can I eat one of them?
You can try.
Even if it is stale?
It's... I wrapped up the bag again, so I don't know.
They'll be fine. You guys want some bagels?
Yeah!
Okay.
Hold the heart of the rock! I need to start a fire.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, I have something to say.
Fire.
Are you Bubble Man?
Wait, I have to check. Yep, we're podcasting.
Just split it into like two giant semicircles, just be yes and no.
My name's Bubble Man and I got something to say.
No, dead!
Nick's theory works.
What? I don't know what this is, but I grabbed it too.
Oh, it's delicious breast.
Huh. Alright, bagel. They're alright. Are they green? Oh, little.
God damn it, I'm really hungry.
Oh, this one got wet.
Well, it's spaghetti night, right?
Oh.
So we should, like, go out and get some pizza.
Oh. I don't have any money. Oh.
Do you want a blueberry muffin?
That one was all squishy.
You are crestfallen.
No, I'm okay. Okay.
Actually, if we go to, like, Larry's Deli and get a... I could go for a chicken parm. Or I hear, this place over by where we're shop right called Pronto's. They do pizza, but they also have, like, really good, Italian food. Right. I haven't had their pizza yet, actually. I've only had their, like, back room foods.
What's that?
You know, like, the actual entrees and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's why you need to go to the city where your pizzerias serve pizza.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Man, I wouldn't be who I was today if it wasn't for the pizzeria like a block away from my house.
New York City pizza.
Depends on the place.
Okay.
It's gotta be one of those pizzerias where the awning out front just says pizza. Or like names pizza. It can't be like, you know, like New York's best or whatever. It just has to be pizza.
Yeah. It seems like with stuff like that, the seedier it seems, the better it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Like, went to this really, like, kind of skeezy-looking Mexican place one time. Delicious.
There's this place over in Goshen. It looks like a fucking warehouse. It's just a big, completely square, gray concrete building. And there's a sign out front that says, like, the Noble Brewers. And it's actually this pretty schwank, delicious coffee house.
Huh.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Like, we should go there sometime. They have a chessboard set up.
Oh, man.
It's like this place upstate. Fuck, what was it? Piggy Pats. I knew a guy who worked there. It was just, like, a building and a gazebo.
Figured out.
Great barbecue, though.
Oh, man. There was, like Chumley's Barbecue Hut.
Yeah.
That was part of the golf course, except now it's also that place in Florida, which I haven't been to since they had the fire.
Me and Ryan went there to try to get jobs. It didn't go up so well.
Yeah.
I bet.
Michael called the guy.
That looks okay.
How is it?
Solid.
Just how I like my food.
I like my bread the way I like my women.
Solid.
Solid.
Ground up and in the freezer?
Yeah. How do you have your coffee like that?
Ground up and in the freezer.
Well, I mean, if you freeze it, you would have, like, a chunk of coffee, at which point you could shave it. It would be kind of like a coffee snow cone.
No. Like, just ground coffee. Just keep it in the freezer so it keeps.
Like the coffee beans.
If you really, really only smoke sometimes, you keep your cigarettes in the freezer.
What would happen if you tried to make a cigarette with coffee grounds?
It would be terrible.
I mean, it'd be like...
Smoke coffee every day.
Smoke coffee every day.
It would be a direct delivery system.
I don't know if caffeine would be transferred by smoke.
What if you just did, like, coffee beans? I'm sure coffee has leaves.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
But does it have the same property as the beans?
Probably not.
Because then they would be beans. Coffee. What a fickle mistress.
Did you know that until recently, it was illegal in certain African countries to drink coffee in public?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Why?
It's what to drink coffee
like
in public?
Unacceptable
or illegal?
Both.
What?
Like, you know, to the extent that the government could enforce that kind of thing.
What?
Because in those countries where coffee was discovered, it was first part of religious rituals.
Yeah.
And then it's a very, what's the word?
Like a bread?
Like personal thing. Like a lot of people grow their own coffee plant and drink their own coffee. So cafes and stuff were like a faux pas.
I see.
But it's recently been, you know, repealed and caught up to where coffee has grown since then.
That's good.
I hear that magicians always drink black coffee only.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a reason for it.
What's the deal with...
What's the reason?
That song about Spencer and magicians. Some guys were playing that the other day. Within about
face down.
2 seconds of each
black
other.
Reflective.
And, like... It's like he was speaking directly into my mind about Spencer and the things he wanted to do to him. And it was...
Like Puzzle League?
Yeah, a lot like Puzzle League.
He spoke directly. Fuck, we gotta find a free version of that.
Yeah.
Whatever happens
Speak
to
up so the internet can hear you.
I'm eating my coffee.
This is Elite Coup Studios podcast. Broadcasting directly into your brain.
With coffee.
Coffee rain.
This is the most subdued podcast ever.
And, like, bread from some kind of hipster place. I went to Panera once. I had a good sandwich. Then I went across the street to a Krispy Kreme. And they gave me a free donut. I walked out.
Yeah.
There's a Panera across the street from a Starbucks in the little town.
That Starbucks used to be a Krispy Kreme.
I didn't get a job there.
I thought you were getting a job at, like, the Starbucks in the mall.
Well, apparently they have dual application ship.
Oh, like you apply to all Starbuckses?
Yeah, well, like, I applied to the one, and then I dropped my application off at the mall, and I realized there was one over there, too, so I walked over there, and I was like, hey.
Do you like the bread?
Okay. The guy was like, sorry, I'm too hipster to hear you. And I'm like, hey!
Me too! What'd you say? Me too.
And then he was like, can I help you? I'm like, who do I talk to about hiring? And he was like, oh, I don't know, man. I just started working here. I'm like, why don't you ask? He's like, okay. And he's like, hey, George, are you the guy this kid talks to you about hiring? And he was like, yeah, what you need, brother? And I was like, oh man, this place is so hipster.
But like, I bet hipsters don't even like Starbucks. It's so mainstream.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh god, there are ribs sitting in my fridge at home.
Ribs are like $1.49 a pound at ShopRite right now.
How do you know?
I just started.
My dad is going shopping today.
Oh, okay.
He is coming back with ribs. Okay, so, that's like 20 minutes.
Yeah. I can cut 10 minutes out and just be a guide.
Are we
see how that works?
Just making a guide in?
No, that's. I think that's how we should do it from now on. It's just like, make a fake one, make a real one. Just get in the mood.
That's like Geek Night's bonus episodes.
You have to...
It's just whenever they make a bad episode.
Yeah.
Bring it down.
That's what things would be like.
Real cool. When we're all hanging out with a coffee.
Okay.
Just...
That's it. That's
it. We should see if we can get like a coffee sponsorship. Like if we just drink coffee while we're recording and like tell people, man, I love this coffee.
That'd be cool.
Just talk to Quick Check if you're shouting out for that.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Ain't you ever listened to Wacky Water Radio?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to be that guy.
Actually, Quick Check is pretty cool. They like the frozen Coke machines that they have at Burger King.
Wait, what?
They have one of those just open in the middle of the floor at Quick Check.
The one in Florida?
Yeah. You can just go in and be like, frozen Coke. Whirr! Oh, yeah. Three more.
Man. They're also the place that, like, throws out the coffee on the hour, right?
Every 10 minutes.
I think so.
What?
Oh, no, 20 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. But then again, that place is hopping, so I'm they probably don't have to do that too much.
They did, like, a Jack Bauer skit.
Could
they had to drop the coffee no matter what, even though they were terrorists.
Yeah. Didn't we go through that when we were driving past there one day? I thought...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, port and starboard. That's a wine! Starboard, fuck.
Starboard's not a wine.
It is.
Starboard
is. Store and it's a star on its board.
See, there's no more red port left. So red port left.
This is a coffee mug.
Yeah, there's that. You feeling jazzed?
Yeah, man. Speaking of...
No. Another pot of coffee.
Three more. It's gonna be like 12 pots of coffee.
14.
Alright, so there's the guide episode.